Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
Has anybody told Thunder Rosa he said hello yet? Or do we just keep forgetting to do that?
Hey, after what we saw this week, I'll tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
Oh, what is up, everybody? It is Sunday night. It's time for another episode of the Kicking Out Podcast. I am here, and in case you've forgotten who I am Paul Zartman, joined by the whatever he is now, the Shep.
This is a dumb sport. Actually, here. You can get the signal up early. This is a dumb fucking sport. How about that?
There we go. We're explicit already. Minute and a half right. In.
Might as well rip the Band-Aid off, my guy.
Speaking of, Steffi won't be making it tonight. She's in the hospital.
Oh, I hope all is well, Steph.
And Majin is shocked, as is anybody watching or listening. I'm here. I'm that other guy that they keep talking about in the intro. And Majin is reminding everybody you are the former KOP champion.
Yeah.
Majin said it, not me.
Do we need to remind Majin he's Canadian?
You can remind him all you want.
I'm just saying.
I haven't been behind the controls for a while, so it's taken me a minute to figure out everything Tanner's changed here.
Yeah, you got some new banners on the bottom I've never seen before.
It was there when I got here, but I wasn't sure if you were making it, so I switched to the old ones, and I'm like, you know,
I don't know how to do that shit.
Because we don't like this view of us, so
the funny thing is like 6 months ago, Tanner made me an admin just to kind of piss you off. And yeah, he just expected I knew how to run the shit. Joke's on him. I have no clue.
And I'm not being mean to you when I say this, Shep. It's not a GM product. You're lost.
I'm out.
So
I agree with you.
How you doing, Shep? It's been a while since I talked to you.
I'm doing all right. I had a rough full gear, man. I'm not gonna lie. Let's be honest, I did not pick that pay-per-view to be the pay-per-view that just absolutely turned AEW upside down.
Oh yeah, I know. I was texting Tanner during the show. Pluggo and I had very similar picks, but you know, I wasn't allowed to pick because
I just didn't feel like that was the pay-per-view to turn the world upside down. But
oh no, you're right.
I was completely wrong.
At least you got something right. Steven Chambers says, "What's up, guys? How's it going, Steven?"
Good to see you, buddy, or good to hear from you, buddy. Tell me.
Majin says you also didn't pick that pay-per-view to be the one Pluggo suddenly became good at picking. Speaking of Pluggo.
Holy shit.
What is up?
Where did you come from?
As the champion of this show, a.k.a. Shep's daddy, I have certain access to things that I didn't have access to before, and I'd like to come on this show and crash this party and say, where's my belt, bro? Where's my title, bro? My shoulder is a little cold without that coverage, Shep. Hey,
just to let you know, Pluggo, that belt is not even in this barn right now.
because you were a terrible champion, and I have finally rid the KOP of you as champion. And boy, did I absolutely annihilate you.
I picked it wrong.
Again, you picked all of it wrong.
I did not think that was the pay-per-view that you're just going to turn AEW upside down. Right.
But, you know, Pluggo, you were popping in as I read this, so I don't know if you heard that, you know, Majin didn't think you were going to be good at picking at that pay-per-view, at least according to Shep. So,
hey, listen. Majin. Hey, Majin. Fuck off.
Listen.
I still love
did I expect to win the way that I did? No. But I knew what I was getting into. The second Shep was like, well, it's not JPJ. I was like, well, you know, he's underestimating the powers that is Pluggo. The last time we lost here on the KOP, I went with the champion's decisions. I went with my guy's picks. We picked together as a team. This time, Shep went to business for himself, and Shep's daddy had to step correct. Who's your daddy, Shep? Who's your daddy?
Wow. Wow.
Who's your daddy, Shep? You think it's bad now? I'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'll get you the belt on Wednesday when you pick me up and drive me to Indy and back.
I'm picking you up and driving you.
Here's what I had planned. Planned on a meeting spot, which is right down the road from us. If you drive there, we'll hop in my truck, and we'll go to Fisher's. But more than likely, you'll be the driver there and probably the driver back.
Oh, yeah, I'm driving. I didn't know I was signing up for all that. I'm working.
You're the DD on the way home.
I have to work.
Well, I do too.
So I was planning on me. I don't know. I guess we'll have to figure this out.
Well, because, I mean, you literally have to drive right by my house to go to South Bend.
Very well, 31. I'm not, right? Yeah, but I'm not leaving from South Bend. I'm going to be in Goshen, which is actually much closer for me to just drive to Indy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I work in Goshen, so I'm actually going to be more eastern than I would have been.
So are you going through Fort Wayne down 69 then?
Probably to get there. Yeah.
That just man, Shep may have to drive himself.
That just I don't know. All I know is that the title.
I may or may not be there Wednesday now.
The title, we'll figure it out, but the title better be there. It better be shined up really nice. It better not smell like tuna and tears.
It hasn't smelled like tuna since it came back from Boston.
That's a good point. One of the few things Paul and I agree upon.
Listen. Paul, you're wonderful. You're as handsome as ever.
Thank you.
Shep.
Hair's a little longer than the last time you saw me, so's the beard, yeah. But you know.
You underestimated me. You thought you were going to get an easy dub.
I was pulling for Pluggo the whole time.
It had nothing about underestimating you. Again, I'll go back to it. This is my final statement. I just didn't think this was the pay-per-view to upset the apple cart. I was
right. What did they? Okay, now obviously, yeah, the Samoa Joe Hangman Page scenario. That was a major upset of the apple cart, but like, I mean, the rest of it was kind of the writing was on the wall.
It wasn't time for Darby to lose to the Death Riders.
It wasn't time for you to put 9 points on Darby, which has skewed your opinion of him losing.
I just want to throw this out there real quick. Before, you know, I get completely ignored the rest of the show.
I'm not going to crash the whole show.
Time, Shep. Darby screwed you last time because it was Darby Mox, and you picked Darby over Mox. And
it was time to make a change.
You keep coming back to old Darby, and he keeps on screwing you over. When are you going to learn, Shep? He's just not good for you.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you now.
But don't worry, Paul. I'm not going to crash your entire show because I do have things I have to do on this Sunday evening. But
like our other co-host who decided that, you know, watching the stupid Broncos is more important.
He didn't want to face the music. That was me.
But Shep, Majin has a very important question. So does that mean with Plugga winning, he gets Mama Wayne too?
I mean, if he wants to be my Eskimo brother, absolutely.
I mean,
I'm just going to throw it up.
Respectfully, you can keep Mama Wayne. I'll let you have a little bit of your dignity. I don't want to take everything from you. Plus, I got Mrs. Pluggo. You know, I don't need no Mama Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. There you go.
As Ajin, listen, there's not a camera lens big enough, brother. I'm a big boy. And the thing is, I don't know where that title's been. I might have to sanitize it when I get it.
Well, when I had it, it sat on my desk, untouched the whole time.
Yeah, but you touch other things at your desk, I'm sure.
No, only when I'm podcasting, and that's just this.
Oh boy. You know,
big old bottle.
Maybe when he's podcasting, talking to Pluggo.
Maybe. I got a question for you guys.
They've never had me on between two beards. I'm the only one of the three of us who hasn't been on there.
To be fair, we invited all three of you on it. You just happened to be busy the day that we invited you.
Probably.
So we'll have to rectify that at some point. But my question to you guys is, how pissed on a scale of 1 to 10 would you be if I spray painted B2B across it? NWO style.
I didn't spend the money on it.
I didn't pay for it.
majority rules. Two out of the three guys, they didn't care. So
I mean, I can't control what you do.
I just said it's not my money. So
that's you. That's I'm taking that and interpreting that as you don't care if I do it. So
oh, I can't wait.
I'll let you pick the color.
It's got to be black, right?
I mean, be whatever color you want.
I'm purple. B2B's right. Always got like that purple background stuff going on. So there you go.
There you go. Logan Zartman, do you respect our EVPs yet?
No.
You bum.
No, he does not. He had this message specifically for you.
Oh, well. He needs to grow up. Honestly, like, be mature about things. Like, I'm a mature individual who was a champion of this show. So essentially, this is my show now, right? Is that how this works?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I listened to you. This is the first championship I've ever won.
You know, I think Majin told us Steffi wasn't going to be here. Oh, it's her cousin. Okay. All right. There we go. Hi, Steffi's cousin. Thanks for joining us.
Hopefully, Steffi's cousin is a big racing fan.
Like Steve Chambers is yelling at you guys to get back to this AEW talk. To be fair, Steven, as the KOP champion, the clock in the corner says 13 minutes, not 15. So much like Shep, you miscalculated your timing of your picks and your words and your reading. And wow. I'm just going to ruin this show for the rest of eternity. We can talk about Dynamite. Absolutely can. The Continental Classic started and it ruled, buddy. It was a good old Thanksgiving Eve time. I had a great time. I was prepping turkeys, watching Kevin Knight get a win over Darby Allin, taking an L again. Darby Allin is a bum who takes L's and cost Shep championships, and then I show up on Wednesday night at this Dynamite and Fishers as your KOP champion, and if you want to take pictures with the champ, I'll be there rubbing it in this guy's face. Anyway, that's some Dynamite talk right there.
Did you just decide to cut a heel promo out of nowhere?
Yeah. This is what I do. I'm a champ. I do what I want, man. I come in and go as I like. If I wanted to sit here and read The Rock Says for the next hour, I'm the champ.
Speedy recovery to Steffi as she is watching on her TV in the ICU.
But I don't want to. Oh, yeah, Steffi. Yes,
Cheers, Steffi. Better.
Well, hey, Steven said close enough. I don't want to alienate all of your fans. I love you, boys. I will see you on Wednesday, Shep.
You'll see me on Wednesday.
Paul, I will not see, but you'll be there in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll be there on that belt. My name's on that belt.
And by the way, Pluggo, you will meet the most sadistic, angry elf on Wednesday too, who is actually taking Paul's spot. So,
but Tanner's going to be there.
Good. Yes, Tanner's twin Grant. Oh. Downsy's coming. Downsy's coming.
I heard Downsy was going. That's
yes, yes.
He's going to have a blast.
And I am not responsible, or KOP is not responsible for anything he says or does.
Exactly, because he's not on KOP podcast. He's in Fisher's.
Correct.
Noted. All right. Are you guys responsible for things as champion? Are you guys responsible for things I say?
I'm responsible for what I say, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, Maja says I'm going to have a receipt coming for the Tanner joke. Ooh, if it's anything like his Purdue football team, I'm so scared. Ooh, can't even get a touchdown against Indiana Hoosiers, who's a basketball school. Ooh.
Wow.
You tell Jeff, Tanner.
Are you an IU fan?
Am I what?
Aren't you an IU fan?
I'm a Penn State football fan, man. I have no room to talk in football this year.
So scared of Tanner. How did he do against me? That's right, he lost too. And if he was on here, I'd be his daddy. But he decided to bow out tonight and go watch the Broncos while us men sit here and talk about the Continental Classic, which absolutely ruled, because that's what Stephen Chambers wants. Is us to talk about the rest holds and the figure four leg locks. And Taz's commentary.
Taz's commentary is fire every time. That's all there is.
I think Taz is 10 times better in AEW than he was in TNA.
I'm giving the people what they want, baby.
Absolutely.
But on that note, I absolutely love you guys. Like I said, I'm not going to crash your whole show. We'll have to set up an official hangout soon where I come on the show. We actually talk some wrestling. But I can't wait to see you Wednesday. I can't wait to hold gold and rub it in your face. Shep, you screwed up. You made a tactical error. By the way, you had too many of those cherry bubbly vodka drinks that you love so much. And yeah. You're like, Pluggo's an easy mark. And I dominated. Anyway, Paul.
By the way, Pluggo, I was rooting for you the whole time because you and I had very similar picks.
So you would have won.
Sisters of Sin.
Well, that's where you messed up. See, you would have won had Shep not unceremoniously kicked you out of the predictions for me.
Look, he was the champ. I'm on this MJF schedule. I only show up when I am absolutely needed, whenever I feel like it. So he had the right to say I didn't deserve a shot at it.
Fair enough. Love you, boys. Have a great show. The champ is going to go home now. I am home, but you know what I mean. I got to go do dad things. So, love you, boys. We'll see you Wednesday, Shep. Champ is out. Peace.
See ya.
Wow. KOP, you never know what's going to happen. Or something that was out like of nowhere. That, right? That was. I just all of a sudden looked down and see it says Shep's daddy's in the waiting room. And I'm like, wait, what? The champ is gone like he's John Cena. Majin says it perfectly. All right. So now that we're, you know, almost 19 minutes into this, we better start talking some AEW Dynamite before Stephen does get too
classic,
mad.
Man.
Yes. So the show opened with the Continental Classic in the Gold League. We saw Kyle Fletcher and Okada. What'd you think of that?
Was this just a little bit of a passing of the torch?
I think it might have been, especially with Fletcher picking up the victory.
Excuse me. I know Okada's Tanahashi's final opponent here in 5 weeks at Wrestle Kingdom. Which I think that is a little bit of a passing of the torch. But Okada's on the back end of this career. Fletcher's at the start. I think Fletcher is maybe the most prominent AEW prospect. and I'm using the word prospect lightly, even though because the guy's already obviously held gold. But yeah, at this point, I think this Continental Classic will just elevate him into a main event performer or participant, I should say. So, yeah, I think it was a little bit of a passing the torch, but great opening match. I love Okada. Fletcher is just phenomenal in the ring. So,
yes.
Way to start the show.
Up next, we had Kevin Knight and Darby Allin with a...
How good is Kevin
Weird. Knight? Kevin Knight is phenomenal, but I did not expect him to pick up the win over Darby.
I did not either.
Is Darby this year's, like, everybody's going to beat him type of guy? Just in there because they needed another name?
I hope not. Because I really thought at one point in 2026, Darby would be your world champion.
And it still could be. Yeah, you thought he was going to beat Moxley for the title.
I really did. I really thought it was time to make a change. Now, I think Hangman is in the same boat as Darby. They're both young. They're both pillars of the company. So either one of those boys could run with it.
Yeah.
That's why I was super shocked with Joe going over Hangman. Like, that was...
I was shocked by that, too, especially the way it went down.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you had Hook costing him the match. I don't know what they're trying to do here with Joe with maybe one little final run with the way Joe is. But anyways, back to Continental Classic, Knight and Darby. Good match. Good match that we see on a Wednesday night on our local free television show. Kevin Knight is very, very underestimated, I feel like. And I feel like he needs to get a little more TV time. I really do. Maybe we'll this it. Continental Classic will get a little more TV time.
Yeah, I think this is going to give him that TV time and really ignite everybody to want to watch him. Blue League, we saw Moxley take on Dorada. What did you think of that one?
Is that El Dorado, like the El Dorado?
No.
The old Cadillac.
Sorry.
It's the only thing I think of when I hear that name.
I know, and I'm going to butcher his first name, so I'm going to get called Tanner here. Mascara? Dorada. Yes. I'm probably mispronouncing the last name, too. I mean, I just probably butchered the entire thing, and Martin's sitting there laughing at me going, good God, these people need to learn how to talk.
Let's be honest. He's a filler. I don't know why they put him in there, but he's a filler in this tournament.
You got to have one on each side, I feel like.
You're right. So, I mean, I think he's the one. They're in you said the Blue League, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I think he's the one.
Yeah, Majin says, to be fair, you're closer than Tanner would have pronounced it. I mean, I could have said mascara, but, you know, I didn't feel that was right. We also saw Claudio Castagnoli defeat Orange Cassidy for Blue League action.
So after this weekend, let's talk about Claudio. Claudio yes. goes down to CMLL and wins the World Heavyweight title.
Yes.
And if we want to dive into this, do you see Claudio taking over the Death Riders?
Absolutely. I think he could. Of course, you know, after last night, the world's running wild with who's under the mask man and or who is the mask man in the other company. But
what's your theory?
Austin theory.
My name's Austin.
Yeah, but I don't think you're Austin theory.
No.
I think you're a little too old to be Austin Theory.
Jeez, thanks a lot, Paul.
I look, it Austin Theory's what, 20 something?
I think he's pushing 30. When the original docuseries came out on Vice, where the guy was following every independent organization and doing a little 30-minute docuseries on it, or maybe it was an hour, I don't remember. I remember when he followed Evolve, before Evolve was owned by WWE, and he went to a Evolve show that Austin Theory was on, and also it was Darby Allin and who's the NXT champion or NXT World Intercontinental Champion with Chelsea Green, and they hold that belt. Who's that guy?
Ethan Page?
Yeah, it was Ethan Page and Darby had that awfully tough watching match where Darby was in a body bag and Ethan Page hit him with a shovel and it sliced Darby open, and Darby had to go to the, anyways, that was a whole docuseries on Vice, blah, blah, blah. But at the time, Austin Theory was in, this is how I get on absolute rabbit holes. Austin Theory was in Theory was in that episode, you know, riding in the third seat of the bus, living in his mom's house at 22 years old, maybe 21 years old. And that was 7 years ago. So yeah, he's probably 29-ish.
So 28. Steven commented Theory is 28. I pulled it up, but I was letting you finish your rabbit hole story before I cut you off.
That was an absolute shit show on my part. That's on me. I hold accountability. There's my accountability. That was a shit show.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Claudio taking over the Death Riders. Absolutely, I think he can and should. We kick Moxley out of it, you know, beat down Moxley, put a bag over his head, make him pass out, make everybody think he's dead like they did, you know, previous people. Claudio takes it over. I think he's the perfect fit to do it. I don't know why he hasn't been the one to do it, other than Moxley's the bigger name of the two. And I'm going to say it. I said this the other night in the text group between us. Yuta and Garcia should go after Tad Gold in AEW. They are, out of every team they've been a part of, tag team-wise, in the last 5 years of AEW, this is the only time I really see them meshing well with anybody.
I agree on this.
They're similar builds and height, and you know, Yuta finally can see now that the hair's not completely in his eyes. A little bit. Yeah. Those two look like a good tag team, and I think they could do that, and that's what you do. You have Pac go after one of the four other singles mid-card titles. Claudio goes after the world. And those two go after tag. And then Marina follows Moxley out of the group.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, and their excuse for getting Moxley out of the group is he's taken too many L's of late.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know the Continental Classic's different. But leading into the Continental Classic, he tapped out, what, three times in a row?
Yeah.
At least twice. But maybe three times in a row. So I could see that them. I could see them using the excuse, this is why we're getting you out of here.
Yeah, you're not what we dreamed of when we talk Death Riders. You're not cutting it anymore. Yeah. Adios, amigo. All right, we saw the Babes of Wrath, Willow Nightingale and Harley Cameron, beat the Sisters of Sin to advance to the finals of the Women's Tag Team Tournament. Do you feel that the Babes of Wrath should be there?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think Willow for sure. Willow 120%.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Harley Cameron, 65-70%. So they average themselves out to 100%. And I think it's just time to...
That's coming your way.
I just think it's time to promote Willow Nightingale. I've been a big fan of hers for a while, and I think she just needs a push. So,
absolutely. She won the title that was created for somebody else because she's just that damn good.
She won the title for that was created for somebody else because when somebody else was in the match, she snapped her ankle in half. So,
she's just that damn good.
Well, she didn't snap the girl's ankle. The girl fell. So, I know where you're going with this, Paul. And last time I checked, last time I checked, that girl has to have 13 individuals line up on the ramp just so she can make her entrance because she can't carry them all at once. Just saying.
But you know what? She's not going to add the big title while she's still got that mid-card title around her waist, which is a good thing because speaking of Harley Cameron, did you see her and Stat were at a bar in Nashville, Tennessee over the weekend just having a heyday?
I did not, and I wish I would have been in Nashville, Tennessee having a heyday with them because I love Nashville, Tennessee. One of my favorites. I'd rather go to there than Vegas. Let's just put it that way.
I'll see if I can pull up the name of the bar real quick.
If it's on Broadway, I've probably been there.
You've probably been there regardless, knowing you.
I love Nashville. I'd love to go into Nashville before Nashville was so commercialized. Like, I remember going to Nashville when you could go walking on Broadway on a Thursday at 10:30 in the morning and just have awesome acoustic music being played at every bar and just go in and have screwdrivers and just have a day and before you know all that commercial shit. But anyways, that's beside the point.
Yes. So I will send you the video because Harley Cameron's all touchy-touchy on Chris Statlander. But they were at the Wild Beaver Saloon riding the mechanical bull.
Yeah. So there's a Wild Beaver in like Indianapolis. Every major city has a Wild Beaver Saloon. It's a chain. It's nothing fancy in Nashville. So unfortunately, that's not like one of the legendary honky tonks or anything. So,
well, no, but
you kind of disappointed me a little bit. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I've never been to Nashville, so I mean,
it looks dead as
hell in the bar from the video. So, you know, now you've had these two riding the mechanical bull. You can only imagine all those internet weirdos that like do things with those two in their minds are going to go want to be on that bull.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of weird, but yeah.
All right, Majin, I'll send it to you as well. I gotta find where I have Majin. I have Majin on X. That's where I have Majin.
Yeah, Wild Beaver Saloon, Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Oh, look, I just found Majin. There you go, Majin. It is sent.
I feel like they're doing this at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon too, by the way.
You think so? Judging off of the amount of the people that aren't in there.
Yeah. Okay. Good video.
I totally forgot that those two weren't the tag team. I forgot it was Willow and Harley for a minute because of them doing that video.
Yeah. How about the announcement for your next pay-per-view, Winter is Coming?
Yes. It's not a pay-per-view. That's a special.
Is it a special? I thought it was a pay-per-view. Wasn't it a pay-per-view when it first came out, Winter is Coming?
No, it was a Dynamite.
Oh, well. Anyways, we get Samoa Joe, your champion, versus the guy that is just unhinged on the mic. Eddie Kingston.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
And thanks to you, internet rats.
That's Wednesday, December 10th.
These guys have faced off in 2007 on two indie shows.
Ah.
With Samoa Joe going over both times. The second, if I read it correctly, the second show was more of a Eddie Kingston trying to be a little comedic heel on the mic. And yeah. But anyways, so this will be the first. Eddie being Eddie, this will be the first time we see it in AEW. First time we see it on, obviously, television. But that's going to be your first title defense, is Samoa Joe versus Eddie Kingston, which I love. I think this will be a hard-hitting, stiff, slapping the shit out of each other match.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up when we talked Collision, the fact that Kingston delivered a raw, emotion-filled promo.
I would say raw, like in quotes, would be the best way to describe that promo, because I literally feel like they went out, Tony Khan went up to him and said, after your match, you got 2.5 minutes, say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. But here's one thing that always, I think, is going to frustrate you probably just as much as it did me. So we end Dynamite Wednesday with, you know, the ops out there celebrating, Swerve and Hangman coming down with chains. Clearly, that storyline is going to continue. And then we set up for Kingston Joe at Winter is Coming, as that being the next match for Samoa Joe.
And the reason they're doing that is because I feel like they want to extend the storyline with Swerve and Hangman, okay, and Joe. There's a lot of history there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a shit ton of history there.
Oh, yeah.
The only way to extend it without having match after match after match is to have some fillers. And if you remember correctly, at the Kingston ran down and got involved early in that match. I can't remember who he ran down and ripped somebody off the cage, didn't he? My mind's blanking here, but I feel like he was involved early.
I feel like it.
So
our normal guy who, you know, would fact check us isn't here. He's watching a 3-0 game that's in the second quarter.
They're the freaking Commanders. They should be up like 14-0. Anyways.
That just shows you how well the Broncos play.
I feel like there's
he took out
Shibata. Yes, thank you. So I feel like that was their connection to say, hey, look, let's slide Keenan in here and get him a match. And I'm sure it'll extend Swerve and Hangman's storyline with Joe and the ops. So yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It works because like you reminded me, it's not a real pay-per-view. It's just a special on a Wednesday. So you're saving Swerve and Hangman for the time that they want us to pony up some money.
Yeah. So all right, before we talk about the rest of Collision, because, you know, it's Collision. You could skip it if you wanted to, but it's good stuff. Don't get me wrong. I plugged into some AI. Project 3 to 5 possible feud storyline outcomes based on this week's results. And I'm reading through. It gives me 5. And then it says, here's a bonus. A Dark Horse Continental Classic winner in Kyle Fletcher.
Wow, I wouldn't say it's a dark horse at all.
No, I think that's who's going to win this thing.
That just shows you how fucked up AI is, right?
Yes. So
first of all, why are you? Never mind. You can do what you want. Yes, but like,
I have homework that I do, so I'm friends with AI.
All right. Well, that's fine. That's fine.
I also
I'm not a big AI guy. I'm not a big AI guy.
I also tell it thank you so that, you know, when they come alive and the Terminator's walking down the street, maybe they'll be nice to me and not murder me because I was nice to AI before AI was alive.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, I know. You haven't seen those memes. But here's the five feuds that it pulled based off of this week. Takeshita and Moxley in the Continental Classic Final. Joe and Kingston splitting the locker room, like we saw BCC versus the Elite, Inner Circle versus the Elite, so on and so forth. So it's basically saying that Kingston's going to put a group together and we might even see another Blood and Guts type feud out of this. Okada's tournament losses trigger a character shift. Women's tag tournament, Babes of Wrath win, leading to a Julia Hart split. And Swerve Strickland and Hangman Adam Page form an unlikely alliance that eventually explodes.
I agree with that.
Yes.
I agree with that, going against the ops, and then eventually those two go against each other. So, yeah.
Majin says, man, can Tony please give TJ something? They were involved in the hype for Blood and Guts, then replaced. They were put in the tournament, lose in the first round. What's he doing here? He's trying to make Sammy Guevara happy by putting his wife on TV.
Sammy Guevara is in some deep, like, what I think we talked about this years ago when Sammy Guevara got demoted to ROH. And just has been buried in ROH. We haven't seen him ever.
No. He did do some good things down there with Dustin, but then they've turned him heel now, so.
Yeah, Dustin's hurt, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Dustin get hurt and he's out on the shelf for a while?
So. Legitimate injury out of nowhere.
He's 59. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I say out of nowhere, but it's really not out of nowhere because he is 59 and he has,
I don't know. I made 59 up. He could be 57. I don't know. I just said that. I love that you went with me, Paul. I appreciate that.
Cause I figured you knew what you were talking about.
He's in his
56. 56.
See, over 55, you round up. So I'm good. I win.
Okay. All right. Speaking of, it's 6-0 in the second quarter. Denver's playing like the Cleveland Browns. They punt. We punt.
That's not good.
And punt. And punt. And kick a field goal. And then punt again. Anyway. Majin says, Swerve and Hangman going to be the two-man power trip of AEW. I think they already are.
They already are. Yeah.
So on Collision, we saw Gold League action from the Continental Classic. Pac beat Mike Bailey. We saw Takeshita defeat Roderick Strong. Shocker. And then Eddie took on Shibata. So that's what I got.
That's what you got?
That's what I got.
I think this Continental Classic will be the best we've seen. This is our third one, correct?
I think so.
Third one or second?
I think it's the third one.
I think it's the third. But I think this will be the best one yet.
Yeah. You guys are going to see some banger matches this week at Dynamite and Fishers.
Maybe if I get there, since I found out my I don't have a driver now.
I make Grant drive.
Let's try. Good. He's an angry elf. So.
Yes. Yes, he is. I'm surprised he's not watching along. So far, it looks like we're going to see, well, everybody will see, you guys will see it in person. The Hardcore Holiday Death Match.
Oh, boy.
With Tony Storm and Mina versus Shafir.
Mina Shikauer. Shikauer, right? Shikauer?
And
Shikauer?
Megan Bain.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's Mina. That's all I know. She's Mina.
Mina Shikauer.
She's got the bigger chest of the two.
Okay.
Speaking of Death Riders, explosion, implosion, whatever you want to call it, Claudio Castagnoli takes on John Moxley in Blue League action for the Continental Classic. And Okada will be facing the Bastard Pack.
Wow. So I remember I've been to two AEW shows.
Yes.
And the first show, I about got ran over by Mox coming through to start the show. And the big thing there was is when they turned on William Regal was the first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the second show I went to, I believe I got a debut of Okada. Didn't get to see him wrestle, but I believe he was there because I remember the music.
Think so.
Now, last year I did not attend. So no. This year to actually get to see Okada wrestle is kind of a bucket list thing. So,
and as I went to another site to see what all matches were happening, you're also going to see in Gold League Kyle Fletcher versus Kevin Knight.
That'll be a very high-flying, entertaining match.
So that's one. Don't go get a drink during that one.
I will. And just in my defense, I usually when I go get a drink, I get two at a time. So
that you do. To be fair, yeah. Yes.
So I like to get two at a time, and then I can just, enjoy myself. So.
Yes. Yes. Now, if Mercedes comes out, you can go get a drink during that.
Hey, did anybody notice my text message during the pay-per-view that Tommy Invincible was holding one of the belts?
Yes, I saw that.
Okay, you saw that. I mean, Mercedes Moné went Invincible. That guy is trying his ass off.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, John Cena Instagrammed, like put an Instagram thing. You know, he had his run in GCW with Cardona. Mm-hmm. The guy is trying, and I'm sitting there and I super marked out for that dude when the camera went up and all those guys are holding the belt, and I'm like, holy shit, that's Tommy Invincible holding one of the belts. I'm like, good for you.
Yes. I just nobody else responded with anything. So I'm like, Shep think he's out of his mind.
Which I probably was.
And then did you see shortly after the pay-per-view or maybe before the pay-per-view, she went into an indie show where the whole entrance basically fell before she even got through it?
Yeah, I saw that. She walked
and she just kind of stepped on it and just was like, whatever. Yeah.
She's a pro. She's a pro.
Even that thing didn't want anything to do with her. See? It's bad when entrances start falling to get away from you.
I'll let you have your moment, Paul. It's fine.
I'm just trying to get you riled up, Shep.
Hey, look. Is she the best?
It's been a minute since we talked about Britney Spears.
Is she the best technical wrestler or best athletic wrestler in the game? No.
God, no.
Okay. but she has the aura, she has the mic work, and that's carrying her right now, and that's why she has 13 fucking belts. Okay?
You know, I will give you this, Shep. There is one wrestler that she is definitely better than.
Okay.
Nia Jax.
Yeah, well, I don't think Mercedes hurts anybody. Nia Jax hurts some people when she's trying
on purpose.
I mean, no, that's your allegations, not mine, but yeah.
I'll let you have this comment, Shep. Majin's trying to help me get you fired up.
Majin must have had some of that sugar-free maple syrup for breakfast because he's all grumpy now. So,
oh, speaking of, I guess I should read it for those that are listening and not watching along. She does not have the mic work. Her promos suck as bad as FTR's. And then he says, I don't think Mercedes hurts anybody. Need I remind you of Soraya? Okay, in all fairness, Soraya did come out and say that wasn't Mercedes' fault. I will say that. I still like to blame Mercedes for it, but Soraya said it wasn't her fault. Fully.
Yeah.
She ran too hard and drop kicked too hard for where Soraya was standing at the time, but that's just my opinion.
Did you happen to watch Survivor Series?
You know, I kept looking at it because through work, I just found out that I could get a free year subscription of ESPN Plus or Hulu. Well, I already have Hulu, so I went with ESPN Plus.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to go ahead and watch it because it's Cena's last pay-per-view or PLE or whatever. I haven't made it there yet. I have all the spoilers, but I haven't watched it yet.
Well, if I could give you my Cliff Note version.
Please do.
Cena, Liv Morgan, and Dom stole the show. Everything else was shit. I'll say that right now.
That's kind of what I've gathered from everything I've seen, because there are more clips of the Liv Morgan return than anything else I found regarding Survivor Series. And I mean, it is Liv Morgan, so.
And I'll tell you this right now, AEW capitalized so much having their War Games.
Yes.
2 weeks ahead of time because
Blood and Guts.
They have more freedom. Okay. And I felt like you're having this War Games match and then you just do not have any type of violence, color. Like, it just wasn't the same.
Sky Blue had more color on her than everybody combined in all of War Games, from what I've understood.
That is probably a pretty good assumption. But remember, everybody came down to the ring with a weapon? You know what I mean? In AEW. And it just... I don't want to call it Bush League, because you literally had maybe 6 or 7 of the top wrestlers in the world in this match. And I didn't want it to be hokey, but it kind of was hokey. So.
And to go with that, this was the 4th women's War Games.
Yeah.
Io Sky has been in every single one of them.
Yeah.
And the baby faces have won every single time on the women's side.
How many dives has she done with the trash can? She 4 for 4?
I don't know. I know at least 2 for 4. I don't know if she's done it all 4. I know she did it last year and this year. So, Majin, do your research real quick. Tell me if Io's done that spot every year or just the last two?
Majin, put the French toast down and look it up for us.
Oh, hey. Commanders are winning.
It's on commercial.
Yeah, because they just scored.
Oh.
2:21 left in the second quarter. Commanders lead 7-6.
Good job, Tanner.
Or for all those, because I want to keep, you know, the younger generation listening to us. The score is 6-7 there. Holy crap, even Shep knows it.
Even I know the 6-7. Come on. Come on. Don't you skibbity toilet me.
Oh, Shep's coming back at me.
Yeah, what the Sigma?
Oh, Shep learned some modern day slang and lingo.
That's all I got. Now, never mind. I won't say the rest. All right.
Let's says wrap. Your kids are probably saying it nonstop.
Yeah, my kids are 5 and 4. They started the 6-7 stuff, and I spanked them and threw them in the snowdrift.
We do not promote violence for children towards children.
No, I love my kids.
KOP and all of its listeners are not held reliable for anything that comes out of the Shep's mouth. But anyway.
Anyways.
Let's wrap this bad boy up.
Pretty good week in wrestling, even with the holidays.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. I'm excited to go. In the past, I have not been. I'm a couch guy, right? Like, I love to watch this shit up from my couch, and it's funny.
It's easier that way.
Our local sports are on television here, where I literally can drive a half mile down the road and be at the high school and watch the game, but I can also sit on my couch and watch it live on television. We're spoiled.
You can have some libations at that point.
And I can have many, many cocktails and watch high school sports, which you don't get, right? If you want to watch high school sports, you can't go up to the concession stand and get you a McUltra. I'm just saying.
That's why I said libations. I was trying to keep it, you know, PG, you dropped explicit a minute and a half into this.
Yeah. You know, fuck this sport. Anyways, I'm actually excited to go Wednesday and not just sit on my couch and watch it. I think the card looks really good. I'm excited to go. It'd be the first time I ever actually meet Plugo in person, by the way. I've never met that son of a buck in person.
Last year
he took my ticket.
I don't know.
Last year he took my ticket because I believe my kids were sick. So,
yeah, Logan went and he got to meet Plugo.
There you go. So I'm excited. It should be a good time. It's a good time to be an AEW fan. I feel like AEW is trending up right now when WWE is just kind of flatlined, kind of going stagnant. So. Yeah, I'm excited. And plus, hey, look, you're going to look at a guy like Okada. You're going to look at a guy like Takeshita. Guess what? They're on the Wrestle Kingdom card here in early January, which, you know me, that is almost my WrestleMania. So
where's that held at again?
Oh, shit. It's that little place in Tokyo. Little hole in the wall. Tokyo, they call it the Dome? Maybe the Dome?
I don't know. It might be the Tokyo Dome.
A little hole in the wall, man. Maybe holds a couple people, you know.
Look, I know we don't normally talk about Vince McMahon, but have you seen those memes where things like keep getting better and he's just like back in his chair? I feel like that's how you are anytime somebody says Tokyo Dome. You're just like,
Wow, please don't compare me to Vince McMahon. That's
the only time I'm ever going to do it.
No, but I think I'm looking forward to this week. I'm looking forward to the month of AEW because of this Continental Classic. I think we're just going to see some great matchups that we don't normally see, and we're going to see some great professional wrestling. And then you got WWE, who literally kicked off WrestleMania weekend this weekend, and I think they dropped the ball. So you got Cena's last match, December 13th, I believe.
Yep.
And they better take that night, which is a Saturday Night Main Event, they better take that night and start snowballing into WrestleMania. Our AEW might, I'd never say leapfrog them, but AEW might start punching them right in the gut. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to get down there. My hope is to be at the next Fisher's show. I said that last year, but, you know, here we are. Things happen. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think, and let's not mention or forget to mention the fact that AEW threw up a billboard in San Diego. So that anybody who went to Survivor Series saw a Dynamite promotion.
Hey, it's smart marketing.
It is. It is. It is. Especially after the way that WWE is going right now, where they're already planning WrestleMania 42, Roman versus Cody 17.
Yeah, I saw that today and I'm like, eh. Hopefully they veer something different. So
let's hope, but probably won't. But anyway, I will wrap this bad boy up and we will get out of here.
Wrap it up.
You can get to bed and do whatever it is fatherly that you need to do as I do it. Be sure to listen to the Kicking Out podcast wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to leave us that 5-star review because we are 5-star KOP. Be sure to follow the Kicking Out podcast on all social media. It's right down here at Kicking Out Pod. So be sure to follow, like, subscribe, hit that little notification bell on YouTube so you never miss an episode. And be sure to check out kickingoutshop.com. It is your place to go for some great merchandise, support a great podcast, and look absolutely fantastic doing so. You can also check out prowrestlingtees.com. Search up Kicking Out Podcast and get some very early exclusive designs from the Kicking Out Podcast. Be sure to follow our KOP predictions champion, and it's weird to say it's Pluggo. It's what, at Pluggo on all social media or something like that? I don't know. Search up Pluggo. P-L-U.
It's at Pluggo shithead.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Be sure to follow the man who's probably yelling and cussing and screaming as his team is losing heading into halftime, Tanner Lee at Tanner Lee 9-2. Be sure to follow the Shep at the Shep 26. And follow myself at Paul Zartman 87. And with that, for Tanner Lee and Austin Shepherd, I'm Paul Zartman. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bam!